It's well known that panda bears have a huge appetite for bamboo, but scientists have discovered that pandas' vegetarian diet might be leading them to extinction. The findings were published yesterday in the journal MBio. Joining us in the studio is our resident animal expert, Vicky Croak, who writes WBUR's The Wildlife blog and also wrote a book about pandas called The Lady and the Panda. Vicky, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And haven't pandas been eating bamboo for millions of years?
That's right. And we always knew that the giant pandas have the plumbing of a carnivore, but the diet of an herbivore. And now we know that their digestive system is even worse than we thought. Their stomachs and intestines are not longer like that of herbivores, especially constructed for plant material. But some scientists thought at least they must have some microbes to help. And it turns out they don't. Animals who eat what they're built to eat, like lions or deer, they can absorb like 80 to 90% of the nutrients they're taking in. For pandas, it's like 17%. So they have to eat a lot, like 30 pounds a day. They have to conserve their energy and they have to eat for many hours.
So how did they become vegetarians in the first place then, given that?
Well, this is the big question. We don't really know the answer to that, and we're guessing when we say this, but bamboo is plentiful, it's abundant, it's green, it's a consistent food source. So they can get at it all year. But why would they have switched over? We're not sure. What we do know is that in the wild, when there's more nutritious plants available in the summer, for instance, or in captivity, when we offer them meat even, they often ignore it. They want to eat bamboo. Hmm. And they do eat meat occasionally.
And that's what – so this study basically tells us what that's new that we didn't know already.
Well, so researchers in China gathered a bunch of giant panda fecal samples. And they did some DNA sequencing and analyzed it. And so they discovered that even though the pandas are eating like herbivores, that is the bulk of their diet is plant material, it's bamboo, the microbes in their gut are not like those in herbivores, but like the microbes in a carnivore's gut. And that's not good because plant material has tough cell walls and you need some kind of biological trick if you want to get at those nutrients. So pandas have some adaptations that I want to tell you about. One is that they have very thick skulls and they have some modified teeth. Hmm. So we know that, I'll say this for pandas, they're good chewers, Jeremy.
Yeah, they do seem to have sharp teeth, don't they?
They do.
Now, are we talking about all pandas here or how many species of panda are there?
Well, it gets confusing because there are red pandas also. We used to think that they were related, but they're related more by name than they are by DNA. So when we think, and giant pandas now are in the bear family. For many years, we told people they were more closely related to raccoons, but they're bears. And one of the things that I really love about pandas is that they're always confounding us. I mean, these are animals who want to be left alone, solitary, but they've got this flashy coloring. We thought they had a tenuous grip on their existence, but they've lived for, as you said, millions of years, longer than modern humans have been around. And I think that this diet thing that we're talking about today is just part of that panda paradox.
Well, are there other animals that are in this same box that are vegetarian but are better suited actually genetically to be carnivores or vice versa?
I think giant pandas are pretty unique in this.
Hmm. What does this mean for the panda population? I mean, is this the reason, as we said in the intro there, that panda's vegetarian diet might be leading them to extinction? Is it really that this is that much of the problem that they're eating the wrong thing?
The authors point to that in the study. They themselves say that this could put them at a high risk of extinction. But I think if you were able to ask a panda in the wild what it means to her, she'd shrug her shoulders because they've been at the game for a really long time. And if we protect them and give them enough space, they'll get along just fine. I mean, it reminds me of, we used to think that pandas had horrible sex lives. We had trouble getting them to mate in captivity. We know that they're only breeding for just a couple of days a year, but really they do well with their mating behind our backs.
All right. I want to just ask you about one other topic that's in the news in the animal world that you've been looking at, and that is a move in Kenya to save endangered rhinos. Tell us what's going on.
As we're sitting here talking, 20 rhinos are on their way to a different area in northern Kenya. These are critically endangered eastern black rhinos. We're really working hard to save them. What I like about this story, what's happening right now is they're being moved, and there are four on the ground right now, is that the community in the Samburu County in northern Kenya is heavily involved in this move. They are welcoming the rhinos. They're going to be involved in protecting them. And they have a lot of big gun conservation groups behind them, the Kenya Wildlife Service and also Lewa Wildlife Conservancy, a group that I really love. They've got 100,000 acres in northern Kenya devoted to helping the eastern black rhino. They're a terrific group, and I've been there. And just as an offshoot, Prince yeah. William and Kate Middleton vacationed there, and I think sometime after that they were engaged. So it's a special place.
Well, I think actually Prince Harry, since we're talking about the royal family, is in Africa doing exactly this. He's dealing with endangered. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong about
you
that.
You really are when it comes to what the royals are doing.
All right. Vicky Croak, the author of the – I was just because I was in London last week and I read the tabloid newspaper and it's all about the royals everywhere you go.
There you go.
Vicky Croak, author of The Lady and the Panda and who also writes for the Wildlife blog for WBUR. We're going to link to you to that at our website, herenow.org. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.